everybody. Welcome back to Ping. This is episode 230. That is 230 weeks of us giving you the news that Microsofties are pinging each other about.
Now, technically, it's not weeks.
Because 230 episodes of us bringing you the news.
Yes. We got to be specific on this.
It's 200. We didn't say consecutive.
Okay. That's very true. That's very true. It takes us about a week to get an episode out.
They're having a couple times where we have done two in a week if it was a weird, like, live one, and then we didn't record it or something.
That's the story we're going
with. So let's just invalidate the entire intro. Thanks, Rick.
No problem.
Let's look back at 229. We asked you, what achievements are you most proud of in your Xbox profile? You weren't here. Do you know which one you're most proud of? Or
Xbox something? Profile?
So we're talking the one-year anniversary of Xbox One.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Preferably an Xbox One title, but I'm actually going to talk about an old one. So
honestly, I don't even remember the name of the title. It probably was one of the early Call of Duties. And for me, because I'm not like you, where you obsess about chasing every single possible achievement.
I used to.
I did complete every single possible achievement for Call of Duty.
Excellent. That was a while. Do you know which one it was?
I think it was
the original Call of Duty.
It was Modern Warfare, the first one.
Okay, excellent. Mine actually is I got an A grade on the final level of Ikaruga, which if you're familiar with Ikaruga. It is a classic shmup.
Shoot 'em up.
A shoot 'em up is shmup is the like an FPS.
See.
And it is very hard. I won't go into detail of what it is, but like there's just tons and tons of bullets all over the screen, and you need to avoid them and absorb things, and it's crazy and it's a lot of fun.
Well, congratulations on your shmup.
I'm currently. It actually reminds me a lot. I'm working a ton on Geometry Wars 3.
Okay.
I don't know if Geo Wars is your thing.
Geo Wars, they have a 2, right?
Yeah.
I think
2
I've
was on
two.
Xbox 360.
Yeah, I've seen the 2.
And then 3 just came out for Xbox One.
Yeah.
Right before Thanksgiving, right around Thanksgiving. It's awesome. It's so good. Anyway, Jason818 says today he got his Go Ape Shiv achievement on playing Halo 2 on the Master Chief
Collection.
I enjoy playing the playlist in there, jumping around the different games and stuff like that.
Yeah. I don't have Halo Chief Master Chief Edition.
Why not?
Collection. I haven't gotten around to picking it up yet. Like,
are you in a backlog now?
I pre-ordered Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2
That was a long time ago.
I pre-ordered the latest Call of Duty
when
it came out. I was actually in Barcelona when I pre-ordered it. And I also did the same thing for Assassin's Creed Unity.
Mm.
And I'm just now starting to sit down and play them.
Yeah, I haven't gotten a ton of time in there. Civilization Beyond Earth came out. And I'm still playing a bunch of stuff on my computer. I actually mentioned in the comments here, but...
Craziness.
Develop KC says that he's sure the Channel 9 Xbox One app will have some achievements. I don't know. I don't know if it does.
When is that coming out anyway?
I don't know.
We should ask the developers that application to find out what's coming up. Because I would like to be able to do that.
And John Vizio MVP says a strong reason to use SkyDrive is if you work with someone who has mastered the art of closing a laptop. Which is why all of our information for the show lives
on the cloud.
It's in the cloud. So
across multiple devices, you know, it all works.
That was last week before we claws.
We should have an Xbox One achievement for using cloud services.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, but we should make one up. It'd be perfect.
Like a OneDrive. The OneDrive has an app. I'm sure they have like challenges.
We could probably do that. We'll see.
We'll check that out. Let's get to the show. You know and love the game. Your children probably know and love the game even more. The game is Angry Birds. It's been out for a while.
To me, it's obsessive. It's
one of those things where you can go through it easily, but then you go back and get that third star.
But I have to get third stars in every single level.
Yeah,
I got to get every single one. And maximum points and high scores.
Well, I didn't realize how many different ones there were.
Yeah.
And just a quick list here. There's Angry Birds, Angry Birds Rio, Seasons, Space, Star Wars, Star Wars 2, Go, Epic, and then Bad Piggies.
I was about to say, like the spin-off too.
Combo Breaker! But the one thing they all have in common is they are now free on the Windows Phone Store. So go ahead and get your fill. Speaking of achievements, I don't know if they all have achievements, but I know at least the original one, a couple of them do. So there's your chance to catch up with me in Gamerscore, is if you want to go get 3 stars in all, 10
But, you know, for me, I'm going to have to go off and actually pick up my friend's 1520 phablet to
Get the nice big screen to play on.
I know my phone's over there, but my 1020 is the screen's too small. It doesn't help. They can't see it. I want to have more screen real estate to play because I'm getting old. Having to go through and get the right angle on the smaller screen. I don't know, like my kids play this on the 520.
We need Angry Birds Magnifier Edition,
apparently. The old man edition. My kids play it on the 520. I don't know how they do it, but they're happy about this announcement.
The Windows Central blog says this appears to be a permanent change, not a promotion.
So unconfirmed.
Unconfirmed. We're not sure. So I mean, they're free, so I just pick them up now. You just buy them and they get added to your account.
Right.
You don't have to download them, or if you get a new device or whatever, you download them later.
You already paid them once.
Yeah. You already paid them for the free purchase. So go ahead, grab them. There's actually a link to every single one of them in the blog. Check them out.
Every single one?
Yeah.
So apparently, just recently we had our earnings and chat with investors recently for shareholders. That just happened. And Satya actually went through a little bit of a speech, like he normally does, to all the shareholders that are there. And he confessed about one of his favorite all-time apps that he now has.
Angry Birds?
It's not Angry Birds. At least not he's going to own up to. It's productivity apps. I think Angry Birds is like the antithesis of what
the unproductivity.
You got it. But it's actually Delve. Delve is something that actually I started to use. From a perspective of using Office 365. Mm-hmm. And the scary part about this is obviously it's using learning techniques and looking at your communication style and who you're emailing, that sort of stuff, to be able to give you this one holistic view of all sorts of this data that you never would have seen before.
So I haven't used it yet, but we talked about it on the show. Surface like documents that you may want to read based on discussions you've had that are already shared with you.
Based on email conversations that you've had with a couple of people over the last couple of days or weeks or whatever happens to be, if those documents are accessible on a place that you have access to,
right.
So if there's security stuff involved, you obviously don't get to see it, but you actually have them bubbled up saying, hey, 14 of your colleagues commented on this particular document, stuff like that. So you actually find a lot of really cool stuff in there. If you have not tried it as of yet, Delve is free for all Office 365 subscribers. Basically, when you log into Office 365 and you have the web interface, you can literally just go and click on the button that says Delve at the very top, and it shows you this cool view. It dynamically changes. It changes all the time, every single time you log in, and gets better with the more that you actually use it. Cool stuff. Go check it out. Delve.
60 years ago, a newspaper printed a phone number and said you can track Santa by calling it. It ended up being what became NORAD, which is the North...
didn't become NORAD. What are you talking about?
It was. The number they posted was for the Continental Aerospace Defense Command.
Really?
Yes. And which became NORAD.
It was
a mistake, but it became a tradition because a bunch of kids called NORAD or... CORAD, or whatever it was.
So they've taken it upon themselves.
So 60 years from them, for the past 60 years, it has become tradition to track Santa through the month of December via the most expensive means possible, apparently.
It's amazing what comes out of the Cold War. Absolutely amazing.
So Microsoft has partnered with NORAD for now, this is the third year, I believe.
Yep.
And there is an entire collection of activities and things to do while we're tracking the coming of Christmas for... that doesn't change based on what hemisphere it does.
Correct.
That's the same. It's at least a warmer Christmas in other parts of the world. At each stop of Santa's journey, you can click on like different curated Bing results, and there's a OneDrive set up with coloring pages for your kids, and there's games, and there's music. Yes.
You can even leave Skype messages for your loved ones at different points in time.
Right. So there's a whole slew of activities coming up for the December festivities coming up, and partnered between Microsoft and NORAD.
I was about to say, they got smartphone apps both for Windows Phone, Android, and iOS that tie into all this.
Yes,
I also hear
Santa Tracker app.
Cortana is also integrated.
Oh, I have not checked
it. I saw that earlier up in the article, so interesting.
So we've got, let's see, I always do math, but there's always math based on when this is going to be
Math
published.
Is hard, man.
Like a couple weeks.
I want to see, yeah. It's be as specific as that.
It's funny.
A
couple weeks from now, you have all these activities to entertain you until Santa does arrive. From the space desk, I don't fully understand this article, but we're going to go with it anyway.
I think we read it like three times. It's hard.
Apparently, scientists have discovered that there is a Star Trek-like force field.
In the shape of a donut.
Of course. Surrounding the Earth.
Right.
Approximately 7,200 miles above the Earth's surface, there are these fast-moving particles moving in a field that block high-energy electrons that would threaten astronauts and satellites. Kind of crazy.
We didn't make it. It's just there?
Right, yeah, so it's just there. We're not really sure. There's a whole lot of mystery around this, and a whole lot of just observing and going, well, that's new. We have to think up a whole bunch of experiments to figure out what's going on. The team originally thought that the highly charged electrons, they loop around the Earth at 100,000 miles per second.
See, this sounds to me like it was left as an artifact after a superhuman race visited Earth bazillions of years ago.
Or maybe it's just like the wake from Santa.
Could be, because he does circulate the Earth very fast.
100,000 times a second, not as much, or 100,000 miles per second. But a pair of probes launched in 2012 were originally intended to investigate the Van Allen asteroid belts, show these electrons are stopped before they got that far. So like they're trying to pierce through this...
donut.
Yeah, they didn't realize there and just got like got caught at this precise spot all around uniformly in this donut shape.
Nice.
It's funny, the image on here is a brick wall donut thing.
Made up of ones and zeros. Probably, if you dig in. You
those see, are bits, not photons,
it has
whatever.
Egyptian hieroglyphics on it.
Maybe it's from Stargate. But it's just one of those things that we never assumed there's anything there, so it's trying to change a lot of the assumptions we made over time. They think the key is just to keep observing the region, get into more detail, like I said, come up with a couple new experiments around what's going on. A whole new just kind of discovery out there. It's amazing how much science is always, not always, how much science is discovered via accident or in the pursuit of something else.
Mm-hmm.
And this is another example of that and kind of cool.
Okay, still being relatively new to the U.S., I can still say that, right? I got to see the State of the Union address, whenever the last one was. It happens when? How often does it happen?
Every year.
Every year?
I don't remember.
Okay.
When.
Well, basically, they partnered with different news organizations. I mentioned in this case it was CNN, and they had a live feedback capability to be able to see during different parts of the speech if it was a thumbs up or a thumbs down at different parts that Obama was talking about it. That's actually a technology. It's called Bing Pulse now. It's now available in 2.0 beta form, if you will, for anyone to go off and use, where you can now go in for a limited time up until, I think, January 31st and register to be able to go off and to have your own pulse exercise that goes on during your live event. And it tracks the time based on when the event starts and when it ends. And then you can basically give out a URL that can be accessible on any device to be able to have instantaneous audience feedback at a large scale, either yay or nay, based on different parameters that you happen to set. So this concept of Bing Pulse 2 is now available free for you to be able to go off and to try. And, you know, it's done massive real-time viewer polling and feedback from broadcasters, organizations during different speeches, and handles up to, like, you know, 35 million votes for events anywhere from a small auditorium all the way up to something like the President Obama's State of the Union address as an example for how large it gets.
The Clinton Global Initiative was another broadcast they used it for, but yeah.
Now they're exploring this as a possibility of even going into when it comes out of the beta stage at the end of January 31st as being some kind of a freemium model to be able to have, you know, capabilities for events of all sizes. So to me it's kind of cool.
Kinda
thumbs
cool.
Up, thumbs down.
Quick way of getting feedback from your community real time. Just lets
live streamed event feedback as you go.
Who does live streams?
I don't know. No one does live streams anymore. It's all recorded stuff.
Thanks so much for watching Pig this week. That is episode 230 in the can. That's a lot of episodes
that
in the
is.
Can.
It's not weeks, it's episodes.
It's weeks, not consecutive weeks.
Okay, good.
Be sure to continue the conversation. You can follow us on Twitter at #PingShow. You can follow us individually at Mark DeFalco.
I'm @RicksterCDN.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/ThePingShow. If you would like one of these nine guys, or if you just want to say hi via snail mail,
you're able to reach us at The Ping Show, care of Channel 9, Building 20, 1 Microsoft Way, Redmond, Washington, 98052.
You can always comment below. We'll give you a question to answer. We talked about the Santa Tracker, whatever holiday you may celebrate. We want to know what your top pick for this holiday season is. What do you want to get?
Hey, man, last name of Claus, I got an N, right?
I still remember a story about trying to check into a hotel.
Yes.
What are your names? Claus and Snow?
Yes. It's a little difficult sometimes. Can I have the room key for Mr. Claus, please? It's a little difficult in December. I don't know, man. For me, it is I'm kind of secretly hoping I'm going to get a new motorcycle jacket.
Nice. I think, I don't know what I want quite off. I'm going to have some idea, but I think someone on my list may get that coolest cooler.
The cool, ooh. Not you. Cooler.
But we talked about that. If you didn't see that a couple episodes ago, check it out in the search.
What do you guys want to have in your list at the top? Let us know inside the comments.
Put it down below, and we will see you next episode.